Welcome to the I Want It All podcast show. My name is Annemiek. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer, and I guide individuals on their journey to becoming skilled energy workers. In this podcast show, I share with you my love, my stories, and my adventures on all of my inner and outer journeys. I'm so glad to have you here. Enjoy. Hello, good morning. So I am on my way to The Hague, like Den Haag in the Netherlands, for my photo shoot today with Nanook and Nouri, my best friend. She's gonna help me shoot and we're gonna have some fun for my birthday. It's actually my pre-birthday shoot and I'm so excited about it. So this week have been mad. Like, I don't know how you have been feeling, but I've been feeling all over the place. It was like the biggest death and rebirth, but in a very different way than normally, because normally I would just cry for hours, I will have anxiety, panic attacks, and now it felt like everything around me was crumbling, but I actually felt very calm and peaceful, even though I was affected. Because people around me were having a hard time, and obviously that does not affect me, even though I was able to hold myself through that. So that was nice. So obviously last week I uploaded the Twin Flame episode, and the amount of messages I got related to that podcast episode was insane. And everyone was like, yeah, I want a second episode. And yeah, I'm gonna talk a little bit about that now, about my inner union, about the twin flame energies. And maybe I should start telling something about twin flames in general, because that's a question I often get, like, how do I know I'm a twin flame? And to be honest, I'm not here to tell you whether you are a twin flame or not. I think that's not up to me or to anyone but yourself and your higher self, because so often we try to find answers outside of us. So I remember when I met my twin, I wasn't even aware that he would be my twin flame or that could possibly it, because I had, prior to meeting him, I met a karmic flame, let's call him that. Like, someone told me you should call him a karmic flame or karmic, I think he said karmic flame. Now I'm not sure. I met someone, well, I reconnected with someone, and yeah, we've been having all these conversations about this topic, and it's been mind-blowing to me, soul-blowing maybe. It's so good. I had so many new insights and new feelings and realizations, and yeah, I'm enjoying it very much. So yeah, let's see what it will bring us. I'm not gonna go into detail about that any further, but back to the twin flame. Like, I met a karmic flame, like, prior to meeting him. I think it was 2020. Yeah, so like, let's say a year before meeting my real twin. And this guy claimed that I was his twin flame, and he was so sure about it, and I just knew that it wasn't true. So that was a whole thing. We got into a conflict. He accused me of being a narcissist and all that kind of stuff. Well, I didn't have any feelings for him, so I was just honest about that, and I didn't want to be in a relationship with him at all. And yeah, he accused me of all these things, like I was a narcissist and I was a runner and I would regret it and would get back to him. And I was like, well, this is really weird. Like, even if this would be like a twin flame dynamic at all, like, where is the love? I don't feel it. And also these actions are not very loving. So I think that's a big point for me. Like, where's the love? Like, is there love in it? Because a lot of you would recognize this, and I had it myself, that we could rationalize ourselves into shitty relationships, especially when we are very sensitive. If I talk about us women, you know, we always see this great potential in men. And so often we will, especially in the spiritual community, we will say like, oh yeah, I'm in this relationship now because maybe there's a lesson for me. I have to go through this. I have to experience this. And oftentimes that is true, because we all have our karmic lessons and experiences we need to go through. So it's not like right or wrong. I never want to see it like that. I strongly believe in choosing experiences. Like, if we turn left, we choose an experience that is waiting for us at the left side. And if we choose right, then we go right. Or if we stay and we stay stuck for a little while, then we choose that as well. But I'm such a firm believer in sovereignty. Like, I want you to feel that you hold the reins. And even that, sometimes it's good to leave it up to the universe as well and let go of those reins. You know what I mean? But it's like, you choose. You can grab responsibility. You can take responsibility for your life, for your situations, for the people you want in your life or not. So I think especially in this energy, it's very, very helpful if you allow yourself to really tune in with yourself and ask yourself the question, like, what gives me energy and what drains it? And so you can get an overview of your life. And if you maybe have to make different choices that might be better for you, better for your health, better for your energy, better for your overall feeling of happiness, peacefulness, a regulated nervous system, you know what I mean? So when it comes to the twin flame dynamic, this is a very important topic, because yes, the dynamic is very chaotic, and it brings up your deepest wounds, your deepest fears or insecurity. It's like someone is coming with a needle and is like pointing at your balloon, and all of a sudden your balloon is just exploding and all these layers are coming up to the surface, and you'll be like, oh my god, where am I? Like, what is happening? Suddenly I feel so much emotion, so much darkness, I don't know, I can't breathe. Like, when I was with my twin, he triggered all these things in me. And it was so confusing, because at that time I thought it was just a nervous system alarm, like, oh, alert, red flag, watch out, this guy is not good for you. And I was just starting to learn to listen to my body signals. So at that same time, it was so confusing for me, because I was like, oh, my body is giving me these signals, but I also feel so drawn to him and it feels so good. So I couldn't match the two. And now I know it was just that our dynamic brought up fear and trauma and like these dark trauma parts inside of me. And of course my nervous system needed to adjust to that and needed to regulate, because I was so dysregulated at the time. And I wasn't used to a man really being there for me. So I couldn't let him in. I was just freaking out, like, no, I need to be perfect. He can only see me at my best. And yeah, that didn't went well for me, because then I got stuck in my emotions, in my fears. But eventually, over the years, when I started really diving deep into the work, like real shadow work, the groundwork, the breadwork, and really start clearing all blockages, releasing trauma, transmuting karmic imprints, cutting karmic ties with everyone in my life, with, especially with my exes from this lifetime and past lifetimes, I created so much space for myself. And I noticed that every time I did this deep dive, I grew stronger and stronger and lighter. And I just felt so much more myself. And over the years, me and my twin, we reconnected a couple of times. And I could notice how our dynamic was shifting. Every time I saw him, something changed. We were both not the same. And I felt just peace when I was with him. And it was so good. Like, I remember one day I met him and we went to the beach. And it wasn't even that the weather wasn't great. Like, I was very cold and chilly, like I always am in the Netherlands. Unless it's like 25 Celsius and up. But below that, I'm always chilly. So we went to a nice little restaurant and I sat next to him and I remember that we ordered something to drink. And it's always funny because the waiter and stuff, they are always like looking at us in a certain way. Like we have something funny, or they feel it in the energy. Like we are just in our own little world. It's basically always us and then the rest of the world. And it's so timeless. Like I could spend hours and hours there. Like I would never get bored. And we were talking and I remember thinking like, wow, the way we are able to have a conversation right now, it's just insane. Like first we triggered each other so much and now we are here and it feels like I'm here. Well, I'm here with my best friend because he is. That's how I feel. And yeah, he's just me, my person. And it felt so good to realize like how far we had come and how much healing I had done and how much I had to look at myself in the mirror to see like, hey, what is the work that I'm avoiding? Like, are there any blind spots that I should see, I should know about, and I'm not seeing right now? So, I am driving again, so I had to watch the road. So yeah, that was really good. And I don't know, I looked at him and I'm just like, you know, when you see the world in someone, like you just, that's just like the zero point. If you are with someone and you're in that moment and everything around you is just quiet and peaceful, and my system was so calm that I wasn't falling asleep, because obviously we talk so much, I can't. But I was just like putting my head on his shoulder and I was like half laying there and I was just like, okay, life is good, like I don't want to leave. And after that we had a very nice walk at the beach and we were holding hands and it was the cutest. Like you could just carry me away like that. Like I had my fairy tale, and from that moment I was like, okay, this is gonna be so good. And I really thought we would stay together from that point on. That was last year, by the way. But that was the last time that I saw him. So it's so ridiculous, this journey. Like there's no logic in it. There's no logic in it. So after I saw him for the last time, I went back to Ibiza and I was like sort of dating this other guy because I wanted to put myself out there and try to see if I could open myself up to someone else, because I was very clear, like I will never wait, like I will not put my life on hold for anything. So also not for this connection, because I felt so strongly that it wasn't about that. it's not about, oh, being together, having a traditional relationship or whatever. No, this was here to teach me something, to show me how much I am able to love myself, to choose myself, and to create a life for myself that I absolutely love and adore. So I did. I went back to the island and I just started continuing with my business, with healing, enjoying life, like enjoying the island life, obviously. And then after that, in October, I felt like my time on Ibiza, for that year at least, it was over. I felt like I had to leave. I tried to rent a new house on the island, but all strange things happened, and I was like, no, I feel in my gut that I have to travel again. So that's when I started to go to what's the name, south of Spain. Yeah, I traveled to south of Spain, and this journey taught me so much that I should trust my gut and I should trust the flow from the universe, because I made the decision to leave the island, and I remember booking a ticket for the boat to Denia, and it was a two hour on the boat, 2 hour trip. And I don't necessarily like boats that much. I don't like to be on the sea too long, and yeah, just all the things. And so imagine that the weekend that I left the island, I was supposed to go on the boat. The trip was cancelled because of a heavy storm. So there was storm on the island, there was storm on sea. So the fast ferry didn't go anymore. And without even asking, they just rebooked my ticket, but on the long ferry to Valencia. And that was like a 6 hour trip. So three times as much on the boat, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm just gonna stay here on Ibiza. I will wait for the storm. I am not in a hurry. I didn't even know where I should go because I didn't have any plans. I was just taking the boat, and from there I would have seen, like, okay, which direction should I go to. And it was so funny because at that point I was like, but what if the universe has decided that I should be going to Valencia? And I got curious and I was like, yeah, this is how I want to live. I want to follow these impulses that the universe is giving me. So I went on the boat anyways to Valencia. Eventually I almost spent 10 hours at the boat because we were so delayed because of the weather. And it was like, I was at sea, I didn't have cell phone reception, obviously no Wi-Fi. And I was just thinking to myself, where am I? Because they didn't even let us know, like, hey, we are delayed for a few hours. So eventually I went out of my cabin onto the ship, try to find someone that could tell me something, like, are we delayed? Did something happen? Are we even moving? Like, I was so disorientated because it was nighttime. Everything was pitch black at sea. Like, yeah, it was a scary night. Like, the stars were beautiful, but besides that, the boat and it was pitch black. Like, no kidding. So eventually I got in Valencia, and in Valencia I met Nuri, and now one of my best friends. And I would never have met her, or maybe we would, maybe the universe would have reconnect us in another way. But this was such a pure example about what happens if you follow your intuition, even though you are not understanding it at the time, and you're like, okay, I don't know what you want to tell me, universe. This seems very, very weird and inconvenient, and it almost feels sometimes like you are out of luck. But the universe is always guiding you in the right directions. And you could also be guided and redirected by a storm. You could also be redirected by a friend, for example, or someone that invites you over, or someone that invites you along on a trip, or someone that invites you over to work together at a place somewhere you've never been before. you know. So we don't get to choose how these things go, but we get to trust them, because we can't see the bigger picture, but the universe and your guides, they do. So can you allow the openness and the curiosity to just follow them? And that's what I did, and that's what I've been doing lately, and that's all because of this journey. And I fully trust that whatever's meant for me won't pass me by. Like, I was so afraid that I would miss the boat, like literally, and that was such a funny joke. Oh, because I almost did, for real, miss the boat, but I could just book another ticket. So I think we can learn to trust that there is a bigger plan for us, and that the universe and the guides and everyone you love and in your higher self, they are all conspiring that you get the best life, the absolute best life. And the only thing you can do is make choices for yourself. Are you choosing to let go, or are you choosing to hang on? Are you choosing to put on the victim glasses, like the filter from the victim? Or are you putting on the glasses like, hey, I don't know why this is happening, but I trust that it eventually will be for my highest good, because I am always being taken care of. It's always happening for me. I can trust that I'm safe, even though now there is something happening for me that seems very, very intense and unfair and very dangerous, or I can't explain it, I don't get it, you know. Can we trust that eventually it leads us to a better place? It's the same for me. Like, I almost died in Mexico. Why did that need to happen? Like, well, maybe I got protected from something greater than that. Maybe if I wouldn't have this illness in Mexico, then all these treatments wouldn't have happened. All this investigating in my health and my system, all the healing I did, the detoxing. And maybe I wouldn't have found what was in my body already, and it would have developed into something even more severe or dangerous. It's just an example, because I don't know. Like, we don't know what we are being protected from most of the time. We can only trust. Like, I was in the last weeks, I was like, oh, okay, let me go outside again, let me open up to new people. I was texting with a man, a guy from the Netherlands, and we had a fun chat, and he asked me on a date, and then eventually he didn't reply to me anymore. And I was like, okay, that's weird, because we were talking for like 2 weeks or something, and I was like, what is the point? To me, that's always so weird. But I don't even ask anymore. I don't even ask myself anymore. I certainly didn't ask this guy anymore, because I was like, well, okay, whatever. And I'm not questioning the universe anymore, because I knew right away, like, okay, this is protection. I don't know what from, but this is protection. And I think it wasn't even like a day later that I reconnected with someone else. And when these things happen, you know, because you will feel it, and you will feel like, ah, okay, this is why this had to happen. And now I could feel that I was still trying to entertain someone, because sometimes we are like, okay, let me go out, or let me get into a connection with someone, like in my case, like trying to build a connection with a man. And then I understood that's not how it works, at least not for me. I can't build a connection with someone. I am a soul that is just being put into a situation and then all of a sudden remembers all of that connection from past lives. Like, with this man, it was just, I was put in that position in the situation, and I remember looking at him, and there was this activation. So now I have to giggle. This is funny. So yeah, and no, I hear you think like, please spoil me the juice, and I will not. At least not for now. I will keep it to myself because I'm enjoying exploring this way too much. And yeah, and it's fun not to know. Like, I am so enjoying the uncertainty of all of this and the newness, in the sense of that I am experiencing myself in a different way as well. And yeah, it's just really funny. So enough for now. So back to the twin flames. Yeah, if you feel like, okay, I am in a connection with someone, and you might feel that there's more to the story, then always make sure, like, how does this person make me feel at your core frequency? So like, it's not that a twin will not hurt you, because they will hurt you because they trigger parts in you, but they will never be mean or disrespectful towards you. That's my take on it. And I don't mean with being disrespectful that they will disappear or that they will just ignore messages or not replying, because that's just the dynamic. But I mean, I sometimes hear stories about name calling, or even abuse or narcissism and stuff. In my opinion, but that's my truth, that can't be a twin flame dynamic, because to be honest, I could never say anything nasty about my twin. Like, that would hurt me if I would do that, and I know he would never about me. Doesn't mean you can't get like feelings of frustration or anger or sadness, or like, oh, I'm so angry with you. Like, that's not the case. But at the core frequency, it's always love, because you want each other to see shine and rise and do better and be your best self. It's like, I am praying for my twin, like always. I'm always praying for him. I'm always asking for his healing and for abundance in his life, and that he does well and that he's happy. And even if he got, like, he was in a different kind of relationship, or I don't know the details, and I was just like in the energy, like, okay, girl, be good, be good to him. And if he's happy, then, you know, I'm good. I don't need anything. I'm just here. I am very much enjoying my life. And do I want to be with him? Absolutely. Do I miss him? Yes, of course. Yeah, of course I do. But I'm good. I am good. I am enjoying my life. I am living my mission. I'm living my purpose, like I said. And there are definitely days that I am frustrated as well, and that I feel things in the energy, or something happens and I just don't get it. Like, I even had like the spirit babies, and spirit babies, for me, my truth is that these are souls that connect to your energy field, like spiritually, and they are with you if they choose you to reincarnate with as a baby. So they are choosing a life as your child in this lifetime, and those spirit babies are surrounded around you, so you can feel them in the energy. Sometimes they talk to you, or sometimes they show you images. And these spirits are not baby spirits, because these spirits and souls are very wise and very loving, but they choose to reincarnate with you, so they are your spirit babies, just to clarify that. And I am making a podcast about this, and this podcast is in English. I think the Spirit Babies is in Dutch, but maybe I can also do one in English. I'm experimenting with the English and Dutch just because I like it. And I travel a lot and I just want to experiment with it and give myself the freedom to express myself and to practice, yeah, whatever I feel like. So back to the Spirit Babies. I had a spirit baby with me, and he also showed me images about what was meant to be, for example. Like, he told me, like, I'm your son, and yeah, that there was just, well, no, I'm not gonna share that. Sometimes I have to trust, like, do I tune in with this? Yeah, he told me, like, yeah, I'm your son, and he pointed at me very directly in which dynamic that should happen, and I'm just gonna trust that. And if my twin in any way will make a different choice, because I'm still not sure how I feel about free will in the twin flame journey. So if ever he would make a different choice and not wanting to end up with me or whatever, you know, then I will survive. I will always find my way. So I think I covered everything for today that I wanted to say about the twin flame. And if not, I can always do another episode about it. Let me see, I'm on 30 minutes, so I can do a little bit. So things to look out for with in a twin flame relationship. I'm not here, like, I don't do the infographics. That's just not my style. But I think in the last podcast I told you about the synchronicities and the feeling that you've known each other forever. It's just like a soulmate connection, but it brings out the spiritual awakening in you. So after your twin flame, you get more spiritual. You could have like a kundalini rising, a spiritual awakening, depression, like dark night of the soul where your ego is dying. And especially like for the divine feminine, this happens most of the time immediately after they got activated. And then the divine masculine is a little bit later. But then again, like, every journey is so unique, and I'm not into like giving infographics because I don't want you to think like, oh, I didn't have that, and then maybe you get misled about that. So I really want you to tune in with yourself and ask your higher self. Like, you could ask your higher self, like, could you show me if this person is your twin flame? And they will show you. They will show you. And maybe you have to ask it a few times because you have to practice the connection. I don't know how advanced you are in connecting with your higher self, but you can ask it and they will tell you, they will give you an answer. And yeah, then there's just, like I said, the telepathy, the dreams, and just the overall feeling like you can't shake this person. And as long as you keep healing, then you feel your twin is evolving as well. Like, you go through the same things. But normally the divine masculine goes through it later, at a later time. So divine feminine goes first in the spiritual realms. Divine masculine moves in the physical when they are ready. And time is not linear in the twin flame journey. So for us, sometimes, I remember when I first found out that we were twins. And like I said, I didn't. I tried to deny it and stuff. But then I found out, and then I was like talking to someone, and someone close to me, because I don't talk about it often with people around me. Besides now doing the podcast, but because I felt called to. I don't know why I'm doing this, because I still like, what am I saying? But apparently this is for my journey, so I'm just going to go with it. And I said to her, like, yeah, I haven't talked to him for 2 months. And that was right after Mexico. And, like, my whole world was, like, collapsing. And I felt so heartbroken. I haven't talked to him in 2 months. And then she laughed at me because she has a twin flame as well. And she was just like, 2 months? I'm on 1 year and 2 months or something. And I was just thinking to myself, holy moly, like, how are you doing this? And now, well, I know this is, these are like timelines I can't even discuss because time is not linear on the healing journey. And you know, we are clearing so many old patterns, so many pain and trauma, like generationals long trauma, pain, ancestral karma. And it's not like you heal that in only 1 month or 2 months. That could be years. So, yeah. So I am just here living my life and sharing this story with you. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or you would like to know more, and no, I'm probably not giving you all the deets, but I like to tell you this, I'm going to be making a whole lot of podcasts about certain topics or like this, like twin flames or healing journey and spirit babies. So yeah, I hope to hear you soon. Let me know what you think, and I hope you have a wonderful day.